1. Begin transmission.
Yes, I'm excited, kids. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I am outside walking around on this very rainy, very drizzly day. What are we doing? I forgot my camera. I'm so mad, but I'm not going back. Where am I? I am not at Heron Haven. I'm at OPPD, and there are 6 or 7 other cars here. And it is sort of raining. We're between rains. It was sort of drizzly when I was driving up here, but it kind of cleared up. And what are we doing? We're looking for mushrooms. Today could be Morel Mushroom Day. So I got a paper bag in my pocket along with a knife. And the first thing we're going to do is walk up Marmot Alley here and see if there's any mushrooms that have popped up. Because we have found a few in this area. So we're looking. Okay, so look. Am I seeing anything? Not yet. Oh boy. So I don't know how much it has actually rained. It did rain a little bit last night for all of about 5 or 10 minutes, just barely anything. But when I woke up this morning, or when I should say, yeah, actually I did wake up in the morning. I woke up at 11:30. It is now approximately noon local time. And I'm not sure how much water we've gotten. But we got to go out and check. Frankly, I don't think we've gotten enough. But it doesn't matter what I think. What matters is what the mushrooms think. And so as I look around, gotta check over here. I have found some right here in the past. I don't see any right here. That's okay. Into the forest we go. On Mushroom Day. Or maybe Mushroom Day. I'm wondering why all the people are here. Are they also looking? Here's a suspicious character. And I'm not seeing much of anything around here. And that's my big question. Are all the other people here also looking for mushrooms? Or are these just people from the local office parks hanging out here during lunchtime? Which is also very common. Alright. So, let's head into the forest. The other thing I'm worried about is the other day we also had a very hot day. Was that only yesterday? Or was that the day before? We had an extremely hot day here. It was 85 degrees. A good 20 degree jump. And I don't know. It doesn't seem like that would raise the ground temperature enough to throw everything off. But it might. It might just be the one thing. You gotta understand something about mushrooms. Why is there a folding chair in the forest right here? Okay, that's weird. The thing about mushrooms, and this is true for all mushrooms, is that in order for a mushroom to grow, you have to have a set of perfect conditions. And this set of perfect conditions includes but is not limited to the right window of ground temperature, the correct window of air temperature, and the amount of moisture in the ground. And so, that's what we've been waiting for. These perfect conditions. Now, when it comes to morel mushrooms are the pickiest mushrooms of them all. They have the most stringent requirements for growth. The soil chemistry has to be just right. Temperature has to be just right. Water has to be just right. And these are very small windows. So you can actually have years where morel mushrooms do not grow. And that's not a fun year. Yeah, we always got to stop right around here because I have found some in this little area before. And I'm a-looking. But I'm not a-seeing anything, yeah. There's another area we got to check right over here. And I remember last year we were looking over here and we found some stumps. Where some morels had grown, but somebody had found them and picked them, leaving only little stumps for us to see. I'm also checking out the mud. I'm looking at the dirt. The dirt's not very sloppy. There's no mud. So I'm wondering if we're not quite at the right water conditions yet. But as I look behind me, look what we got back here. Coprinus. We got a huge flush of Coprinus back here. Boom, boom, boom. Look at all those little mushrooms. There's 100 mushrooms right there. Here's some Coprinus up here, too. Well, once again, I have predicted correctly which mushroom I would find first this year, which was Coprinus. Here's some more. Hooray for Coprinus. Now, do I want to take the deer path? Or do I want to take the people path? Because I'm going to take the people path. Because there's another spot up here that I want to check. I think the first time I ever found morels out here, it was right up here. I'm glad the rain has sort of stopped. I'm staying dry. I'm just wearing a short sleeve shirt. And if it starts raining, I don't care. Because it's mushroom searching day. Morel day, looking for morels. Where can they be? We're slowly working our way towards the secret mushroom ground, too. And that's what we're doing here. Looking around. Checking. Now, the funny thing is I'm kind of not expecting to find anything today. Because the way I judge conditions, I don't think everything is right yet. And about a week ago, I predicted, oh, it'll come after the second rain. This is the first rain. So I'm really wondering if we're going to find anything today or if we've got to wait until the next time it rains. The thing is, though, I think it's supposed to rain some more. I think it's supposed to rain tomorrow and the next day. So I'm looking for mushrooms. Doot do 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 doot doot do. Oh, and I got my sinuses draining. My sinuses are going crazy. Now the big question is, should we go check up there or should we go straight to the mushroom grounds? We should go straight to the mushroom grounds, I think. So over another bridge. We've already gone over two, and I haven't even mentioned it. This is the third bridge. This place is Footbridge Central. Now what we're going to do is to walk over here into the amphitheater and see if we can see any marmots back in this little grassy area. I know there's, last time I was here I saw a mott in that den back there. I don't see any motts today. And while we're here, we'll check for mushrooms. This area is traditionally a spot where we find a lot of stinkhorns. But I'm not seeing any signs of stinkhorns. And here's something else. This is kind of telling. Now, in this amphitheater, there's some wooden benches. And under the wooden benches that are at least, you know, 40 centimeters off the ground, the dirt is dry. This leads me to believe that we haven't really gotten a big soaking rain. We're just getting little drizzly rain. Somebody tied a red ribbon around this tree. Is that a mushroom signal? It very often is. I'm not seeing anything around here, so so let's keep working our way up the path. Morels! Where's my morels? I wish I could get in voice, but you're just gonna have to listen to me cough and gag on my sinus drainage. Alright, so I'm walking up the path slowly, scanning, checking these stumps for stuff. This stump usually has urticaria. Not seeing any of that yet. And there's a marmot den up here. Let's look over there. Any marmots over there? I don't see any. Although, that's where we did see the first marmot of this year. It was in that den right over there. The other thing I'm looking at is the ground cover. In this area, and this might not be true for where you live, but it's true for this area, and I mean this very specific local area, OPPD. This ground cover, whatever it is, wild violets or something. I know when it's mushroom season when these get to be a certain size. That's one of the indicators. Once this stuff starts to get tall enough, that's when you know the ground temperature is right for morels. Is this stuff big enough? Yeah, it's about. Okay. And here I am standing next to the witch's butter tree. Oh, it's got some goop leaking out of it in places, but no good jellies. This is all old stuff. It'll be fun to see this thing jelly up. Usually that's around the beginning of June. All right. And since nobody's looking, now we can make a furtive movement and walk our way into the secret mushroom ground. Slowly. Slowly staring at the ground as I walk. Looking for those little those little yellow sponge brains that are Marschella esculenta. If you've never seen a Marschella esculenta, also known as a white or yellow morel, look it up or ask me for pictures. They look like sponges or kind of look like brains. They're a funny looking mushroom. They don't look like the, you know, the stereotypical mushrooms, so they're kind of easy to spot. Now, the funny thing is, I'm looking. I'm not finding anything yet. And I'm looking at this ground cover, the little violets or whatever this stuff is that I was telling you about, and it's not quite big enough. I would expect this to be a little bit bigger before finding morels. But we're checking anyway. Doo-doo-da-doo-doo. Looking for mushrooms on a rainy day. Walking through the forest. Just like today. Ooh. Yeah, I'm walking along the forest floor here. Ow, that kind of hurt my knee, whatever that was. I am not seeing any of our little dudes. And I gotta go over here for sure. And check this spot over here. Because this is where we found the grail. When was that? 2 years ago now? That giant morel. Biggest one I've ever found. It was right there. I'm checking. I do not see anything. And I'm doing the famous mushroomer's squat. I'm squatting down in the middle of the forest looking at mushroom level. And yes, this technique does work very well. Mushrooms grow low to the ground. Morels grow out of the ground, so you want to be down close to the ground for ultimate mushroom vision. And I'm not seeing anything. I'm not seeing any of those half-frees either, the half-free morels that we found last year. They were right around here. And if memory serves, those half-frees like to pop up first. And then the esculentas. You know, during an ideal year. This is kind of a funky year. The season is somewhat late. We haven't been getting the steady moisture. And we have had a couple of bizarrely hot days. Hopefully that won't screw anything up. Hopefully maybe the season's just delayed a little bit. Looking around, looking for mushrooms. And dudes, in case there's any dudes in here. Alright, I can see traffic zipping by. On the I-680 loop. You can probably hear the traffic. There's some new branches and stuff down. We had that big windy, stormy day the other day. Branches are down. I'm walking up the deer path. Walking. Looking for mushrooms. Where's my morels? I just don't think they're out yet. I'm not sure this rain that we've had today and or last night was enough. It doesn't seem like it was a very heavy rain. The path is not muddy. It is not slick. I can actually sort of kick some dirt loose. Everything is just sort of wet enough to hold together. And that's about it. So I'm thinking maybe we just didn't get enough rain. All right, I'm looking up into the woods looking for deer and stuff. I don't see any. So we're gonna turn around and walk out of here and check some other areas. Because right across the creek from the secret mushroom grounds is another good place to to check the secret mushroom grounds is in a wooded area of OPPD, the wooded area that butts up against the interstate, and there's a little storm drainage creek that comes off the interstate and it winds through the property here. And so right over there, 40 meters away, there's another place we need to check. But I'm going to squat down here, do the mushroom squat, and look underneath all these leaves. And that's the thing, these little violets or whatever they are, the ground cover, they grow tall enough, and then the mushrooms grow, and the mushrooms hide under the leaves. And so you got to get low. Gotta get low. Look under the leaves. And sometimes you have to brush leaves aside. Say, get out of my way. I'm looking for mushrooms. Alright. So, we stop here for a minute. Make sure nobody's coming. Be-whoop. And then we pop right back out onto the trail. Yay, it's first mushroom day. I love first mushroom day. I just wish I would have brought my camera. Not that there's anything to take pictures of, you know. Caprinus is Caprinus. I wouldn't even take a picture of it. Everybody's seen plenty of Caprinus. Oh, you've never seen Caprinus? Go out in your front yard and look. That's Caprinus. Well, most likely. Unless you have a yard like mine, I've got 4 or 5 different species of mushrooms growing in my front yard. Including some cool boletes, some blue staining boletes. And spiky puffballs. Alright, so now I'm walking down the path that goes along the creek here. And we're going to just do a 180. We're going to walk across this bridge. Hello, bridge. See, the sides of this bridge aren't even all the way wet in places. I don't think we've got it in a very big rain. Then we turn and we walk right back up the creek. Back towards the interstate. Looking around, slowly walking, slowly scanning the ground, looking for our magical treats, our little magical bundles of cellulose and water. Everybody loves mushrooms. Everybody especially loves morels, especially the esculentas. Okay, so I'm gonna stand here and scan for a second because I have found some in this area before. Do 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 do. Not spotting anything. I'm looking for those little yellow sponge brains that poke up out of the green. I don't think conditions are right. This ground cover needs to be a little bit bigger. And this first rain will do it. What we need now is a couple of nice, warm, sunny days to bring the earth temperature up. To make all this stuff grow. And we need another good soaking rain, a good hard rain that soaks in deep. And then we'll have morels galore. Unfortunately, I do not get to dictate the weather. Oh, if I did, We'd all be mushroom millionaires. But I know what I want, and I know how to get it. Oh. All right. I'm looking, but I'm not seeing anything. I should look up. Maybe we should look around. Maybe there's some dudes in here. No. No dudes. Sometimes turkeys like to hang around right back here. In fact, I'm going to go up in this little turkey hiding spot. See if there's anything. No. No. Yeah, things just aren't quite right. I keep saying that, but I'm also secretly hoping that suddenly I stumble into a huge patch of them. Oh my God, here's 20. No. I don't think it's going to happen, though. But that doesn't prevent me from hoping. You know it does not. All right, so now is the part where we go off trail. Oh, what is this? This is some auricularia that fell off the tree. Where did that fall from? Is that old auricularia? Yeah, that's old. Yeah, so right here we sort of veer off into the forest proper. I'm not on a trail. I'm just walking through the forest, dodging trees and thorny bushes, because I want to come up here and look around these logs, because I have found morels around these logs here. Yeah, I remember finding one right over here one time. I was very surprised. I was like, oh, here's one right here. Shocking. See, look, the dirt under the log right there is dry. See, it's finding these dry spots that's making me realize that we didn't get a very soaking rain. I don't have any mud sticking to my shoes. Everything is just kind of damp, but not wet. So I'm not really disappointed. I mean, this is what we do every year. There's got to be those first few times when you go out when the conditions aren't quite right yet. This is the fun day like today. Trying not to mess up my knee. All right, and now I'm kind of out of the forest and back on the path where the path bends around. Doodly-doo. All right. All right. I wonder if I should go walking through the forest right over there.
I probably shouldn't. We're running out of time, and I've got to wrap this up, so it's time for me to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Marcella Esculenta Committee, a show that airs every day when it rains in the springtime at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Tune in later, tomorrow, next few days. We're going to be out looking for mushrooms a lot because I think it's supposed to rain some more in the next couple days. I got to go home and watch Champions League, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
This is DJ Fumata. Welcome to my